Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, I've watched UFC fights from Iraq, from Afghanistan, usually at a coffee shop on a compound at dark 30 in the morning with all the boys there watching the UFC fights. And it's just what you did. That was like one of the only things you could do to you know, get some downtime and have a little fun over in some of these combat zones, aside from hitting the gym, et cetera. But to actually be in person for UFC 300 in Vegas was absolutely incredible. Just an epic event on Saturday night. I was so blessed to get a chance to be a part of this trip, especially for, I mean, the whole night was cool. The whole night was exciting. But, man, I tell you what, the key highlight of the entire night, here you go. You're getting towards about the end of the evening. You're getting towards the final event. These two fighters had been duking it out back and forth for what? I don't even know how long. Maybe 20 minutes, multiple rounds, something like that, right? 15, 20 minutes. And then finally, in like the last 15, 20 seconds, Max Holloway looks over and is like, basically, he says, let's do this. Let's finish this thing right here. And they just start swinging and swinging and swinging. And then with about 3 seconds to go, here you go.
That's jab to the body by Max. Another hard low kick. Now it's forced him to change stances. That left leg is destroyed. Finally, in minute 25, Holloway shows some mortality. Look at this. Holloway just told him. See how
And everybody, I mean, everybody in the entire T-Mobile Arena, though, just standing on our feet, just in amazement, hands on our head. We all had that same look on our face that Joe Rogan had on his face. It was like, oh, my goodness, what did we just see here? Anyway, incredible trip. You know, it was funny, though, at about 6:15 Vegas time on Saturday night, I don't know if my kids were even watching it yet. I think they were probably like, wait, where's Dad? What's Dad doing? Where's he traveling to this weekend? And when I texted my wife, I'm standing next to Chris Pratt, you know, the actor Chris Pratt. I'm standing next to Chris Pratt right now. All of a sudden, all the kids were watching it. My sixth grade daughter is texting me, hey, how are the fights going and everything? So I told them I was standing next to Chris Pratt, and all of a sudden they were all watching the UFC fights on Saturday night. Hey, we got a great lineup for you here this morning. Willie Blazer. The one and only Willie Blazer of Willie's Distillery. He's going to be with us in a few minutes. We got a whole bunch of other incredible folks that I got to tag along with down to Vegas for UFC 300, starting with Nate Kahana, the CEO, the founder, a Green Beret veteran. Nate Kahana, the founder and CEO of Anthem Snacks. He's the one who made this whole thing happen. We'll chat with him right after this.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's jump right into it here with Nate Kahana joining us now on the phone lines from Bozeman. By the way, our UFC 300 coverage brought to you by the Fusion Fight League. They had some great fights apparently Friday night in Great Falls. I'm looking to seeing the Fusion fights coming up in Bozeman right around the corner, and then in Billings in early May as well. Now, Nate Kahana, you've been to UFC events before, but you said, man, there was something, it was even stepped up to a whole nother level with UFC 300. How do you describe what it was like to actually be in the arena Saturday night?
Oh, man, it was the energy was just incredible. And I've been to international fight weeks where they've had big cards. I've been there where Trump comes in the building, and obviously that's electrifying. This just, it seemed like there was energy from the start, and it held it the entire way through. And then you had moments where it just obviously it exploded, right? That Gaethje, when Gaethje got knocked out by Holloway, I mean, it was just electric in the building. It was amazing.
I was trying to describe, like, what it's like in there, because just listening to the crowd, I mean, even if you closed your eyes and just listened to the crowd, you could almost picture what was happening inside the octagon, because crowd reactions were instant. Like, if there was a powerful hit, you heard it in the crowd. If there was a, if the crowd wanted to see some more action, they made it abundantly clear they wanted to see some more action. But it was, to me, it was like when you ride up a chairlift to go skiing and you can hear the wind going, you know, making its way through the trees, like, whoosh, whoosh. You could hear the crowd, the chants would go back and forth just like that.
Oh, yeah. And we went to a hockey game Friday night. And if you've ever been to, you know, other sporting events, you know, people just kind of in between your talk and you're doing things. When the fight starts and, like, it kind of just goes black and they just put the light in the octagon, you could hear a pin drop and you could just hear as it just kind of starts building up to your point, and then you get that kind of that huge payoff when you have a knockout or a submission and the place just erupts.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, and the whole weekend was just cool. I can't thank you guys enough for, I was kind of joking. I'm like the nerdy kid who got to tag along with all the cool guys for the trip. Like, hey guys, thanks for having me. You know what I mean? And with this incredible crew of Montana veterans and entrepreneurs like yourself. But man, it started with really the tour of the Performance Institute. That was your first time going through the Performance Institute in Vegas too, right?
Yeah, that was our first time. So we just got our products in there, and obviously the fighters are picking it up. It was really cool to just kind of, and honestly, that was much more than I expected as well. I didn't realize how much equipment, how much, you know, time that they put into the training and the rehab and just the nutrition, and to have somebody there talk us through all that was pretty amazing. So the facility was obviously top notch. And then everyone's just really cool. And it's at the headquarters. So you got to kind of run into a couple of the UFC crew as well. Really cool.
Yeah. I got to do a quick little chat with Dawn. She was the UFC nutritionist who gave us that incredible tour. And so I'll play that in a few minutes here. But no, to me, that's what really stood out. I thought the PI was incredible, because it shows how, like, if you really want to be a fighter, you can't just be focused on the ability to fight. It's got to be full spectrum diet and nutrition. They had a whole floor dedicated to just diet, nutrition, and wellness, frankly. That's a key part of level two, which is going up to the next floor, which is where the fighting takes place.
Yeah, you know, they've done a really good job, because when MMA started out, everyone was just kind of doing their own thing. And I mean, some people had a nutritionist and all that, but they made it just kind of the standard within the organization. And as she was talking about, Dawn, she said there's like 600 fighters there in a given month that are coming through, that's in between fights that are going. And so they do an amazing job over there.
Yeah. How cool was it to see your own products, the Bozeman-based Anthem Snacks, veteran-owned, and they're, you know, because it's one thing, yeah, not only are you the official jerky of UFC, so you're a big sponsor, right? But they're not just featuring your products because you're a sponsor, but they, when you go to their nutritional, little bar, their nutrition, their smoothie bar there to get your protein shakes and your other healthy snacks, they've literally got your snacks right there as well. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a process to get in there. I mean, you've got to get through, you know, layers of their people to make sure they're reading the nutritional label. They know what's in there, because, you know, different products do different things. And if you're looking for recovery, if you're looking for, sometimes, you know, not all sugar is necessarily bad. So it just depends on what you're doing. And it's really cool. Like you said, it's not just in a store where you're selling it. It's actually like, I mean, this is the lifestyle these guys live. And I mean, we were talking to Connor Matthews, who, you know, is an Air Force vet. And he was telling us, because he trains there all the time. He's like, dude, I just grab your stuff all the time. And I was like, that's awesome, right? Because that's what you want to see.
Yeah, it was really cool. We got to hang out a little bit with Connor Matthews Friday night. He's a UFC fighter, Air Force veteran. He was actually an Air Force combat controller who served with Navy SEAL Greg Putnam's brother. And Greg's with the Little Bell Cattle Company. He was on the trip with us. We'll chat with him here in a few minutes as well. Let's see, less than a minute to go before the next break here, and then Willie Blazer is going to jump on here with us as well. What do you want to tell folks all across Montana about the trip, about the weekend?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, we had an amazing group. It was, for me, honestly, I got the biggest satisfaction of just kind of bringing everyone from Montana, other veterans, other entrepreneurs, introducing them to the UFC team to see if there's, look, maybe even get more people in the UFC family like to do stuff. That was a big takeaway, and then obviously having a great time with you guys. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I mean, that was really the highlight. Like, I joke about it. We were standing next to Chris Pratt at the VIP party that we got to be in on because of you, because of Anthem Snaggling. My kids were most excited about that. But then we got to see, like, you know, Andy Stump, the podcaster, Navy SEAL out of the Flathead, was there with the Montana Knife Company guy. Tim Kennedy actually came and said hello to me, which was pretty cool. You know, but I've met Tim Kennedy before. He had no idea who I was. But then, you know, we got to BS him, but it was a good time. All right, Stan. By more of our UFC 300 coverage brought to you by the Fusion Fight League right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I was thinking about that great Toby Keith song, you know, about hanging out with Willie. My party's all over before it begins. Now, you want to get your party started? You hang out with Willie Blazer from Willie's Distillery in Ennis, Montana. You know, even if you don't have Willie himself, if you got some Willie's Distillery products with you, you'll easily get the party started. But, man, you got to check out this photograph of Willie Blazer's Willie's Distillery T-shirt that he was wearing down in Vegas, poolside by the Caesars Palace pool. That's where we kind of got everything started on Saturday morning. You know, we had some time before heading over to the T-Mobile Arena. So it was so cool. A bunch of us, you know, veterans and some entrepreneurs that were all a part of the trip were just hanging out poolside, soaking up some sun and just BSing, talking business, talking, you know, old military stories and Montana stuff. It was such a great time. But Willie Blazer, Willie's Distillery, great to have you on the show once again. You made it home.
Hey. Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Man, I'll tell you what an incredible weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. You know, it's pretty quick, but I think that's about the right, you know, amount of time. You know, 2 days down there, I don't think you want to spend too much time in Vegas. At least I don't, but you know, a couple days is kind of cool.
That's right. Get in, get out before you lose too much money or get in any trouble, right?
Yeah, I'm from Ennis, so kind of small town mindset. It's good to be back.
Well, for those who don't know, Willie Blazer is not only, you know, the man behind Willie's Distillery. He was an Army Ranger on active duty, and then became a U.S. Army Green Beret as well. So just got an incredible service background. And, you know, Willie's Distillery is just such a, you know, popular products across the state. He's got the Devil's Brigade Whiskey in honor of the 1st Special Service Force. And I say that, too, because, you know, the UFC, it's been such a big part of, you know, kind of for any post-9/11 veterans in particular. Like we kind of grew up watching the UFC, right? That was one of the main things you could watch for entertainment overseas. It was such a thing of inspiration for troops, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, you know, seeing that evolve, you know, and I was in the Ranger Battalion kind of early on in the 90s, and I mean, yeah, we would fight and wrestle, and we had a few things that we would do, but there really wasn't any, you know, really correct training, and, you know, the Gracies and some of those guys would start coming out, you know, in the early 90s and mid-90s, and it just kind of picked up and would train some of us, and it just keeps getting better and better. You know, it's awesome to see how that's evolved, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I remember joining right after 9/11 and going through, you know, infantry basic training in summer of 2002, and combatives was a big part of that they were integrating into every training, with the idea that being that, yeah, you're going to train with your weapons, and you're going to train with your rifle and maybe a pistol if you carry one as well, but at the end of the day, you got to be ready for it to get to hand-to-hand combat, and that's what you got to be ready for.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it just adds, you know, to everything that you do, you know, helps with your nutrition and your mental aspect and your, you know, I don't know, courage and everything else. It just all ties in. It just makes you a better warrior, soldier, you know, whatever word you want to use there. You know, it's cool to see some of the guys just continuing that, you know, like Tim Kennedy, you know, he obviously fought there and did pretty darn good. And, you know, some of the younger guys, like I think we met one of the CCT guys, the STS guys, Connor Matthews. He was there at the Performance Institute. We got to meet him, talk to him. So it was kind of, you know, cool to see him kind of carrying the torch with the UFC.
It was amazing to hear what they got to do to cut weight and how they can cut weight. And then within 24 hours, so quickly put weight back on, especially that water weight back on after their weigh-ins. I know for a lot, you know, wrestling is such a popular sport in Montana, so they know a thing or two about cutting weight. But these guys are like crazy how focused on diet and nutrition they are.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, the lady, when she was talking, she had a lot of awesome information and stuff, but, you know, every time they would say, yeah, no alcohol, no drinking for these guys. I was like, yep, can't do it. You're going to get peak physical performance. You're going to be like our Mountain Tough guy, Dustin. That dude's he's a beast.
Isn't he a beast? Yeah, he was on the trip with us too. And, man, we'll be talking with him coming up here around 9:40, which is just an incredible story. And man, you mentioned like Army Rangers. He's had Army Rangers that have sought him out to help with their physical training program. That's what a beast this guy and his program creates.
Yeah, he's legit guy. Got some good stuff going on for sure. You can tell he was geeking out at some of the information at the PA.
Yeah, what the sights, the sounds. What stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the excitement, you know, the atmosphere, it really did seem like that was the first, you know, big UFC fight I've been to. I've been to, you know, some smaller ones around the area, but just the atmosphere was crazy. And I think just the lead up to it, because it was UFC 300, that's a big milestone. I mean, you know, just like Jim Miller, I think, that fought in like UFC 100 and he fought at UFC 200 and here he is at UFC 300. That's pretty epic. And it kind of reminds you of the Spartans, the 300 Spartans. I think all that was kind of like playing in and, you know, we're staying at Caesar's Palace and you see all the Spartan stuff. And I was like, man, this is kind of cool. It's like, it's almost like we're back in time in Rome or something.
It was crazy just to, you know, the people that you get to run into as well. I think you and I were kind of joking at that VIP party. We're like, hey, Chris Pratt was right over there, but none of us really wanted to be that guy and go interrupt him and get a photo or anything. My kids are kind of like, why didn't you get a picture? And I'm like, well, I didn't want to interrupt him. And then he was gone. And but I got a cool photo with some military vets and the Montana Knife Company guy and some others. And of course, our whole crew.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you wear your cowboy hat, you know, you kind of stick out. I thought there might be a few more there, but nope, it's pretty much just me and Greg. And Greg's the only real cowboy there that's actually got cows. So that was kind of funny.
Well, you're the man from Willie's Distillery representing the Western lifestyle. So, no, it was great. And, what's going on? What's coming up at Willie's Distillery this summer? Man, you just keep getting busier and busier all the time. What's the exciting stuff coming out of Willie's Distillery?
Yeah, we've always got some fun things going on. We got our tasting room expanded, so that's going to be cool this summer to see how that works out and have more events. We always have music on Friday nights, and, you know, sometimes we'll have bands, bigger bands outside. We got a rooftop balcony this year and doing some country dancing. But just different events, you know, some rodeos and a few things. There's a couple new bottles we've got in the works to come out. One's going to have some ties, at least initially, with over near area in Billings. We're collaborating with Dog Tag Buddies on a whiskey. Some of the proceeds are going to go towards those guys. So that's kind of cool. And then, you know, as you know, we work with the Montana SF Association, which you're a part of, and with the Devil's Brigade. So it's cool when, you know, in some of our products, you know, has a story such as that, and it goes back, you know, to other nonprofits that we support.
Yeah, that's what's so incredible is your distillery has become really like this mecca for you know, military veterans and current service members from all across the country that, like, if they're going to be in Montana, they got to come see Willie's. And so, as I understand it, you're going to have this massive new tasting room and going to be some incredible kind of military, you know, memorabilia on display, too, like what you've already had, but the stuff just continues to build.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Some of my buddies are like, oh, let's go to the museum. You know, I've got quite a few cool things up on the walls now. Some of it's mine, some, you know, different battles I brought back from Afghanistan or, you know, things from Iraq, but just a lot of other, my buddies, you know, they come in and, you know, got a piece of the Berlin Wall and just a few neat things, you know, it's mostly kind of soft-centric, but, you know, some Western stuff in there and kind of cool to see that evolve. And, you know, you're talking about my shirt other, you know, earlier, my oppressed liver, and it's kind of true all summer when the boys show up, you know, they want to see me.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Hang out.
Yeah, when you first look at the shirt, it looks like the insignia for the Special Forces Regiment, right? And but instead
right.
It says something else underneath the t-shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, Willie, always an honor to see you and to get a chance to spend some time with you. And thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I think me and you had the best belt buckles there.
That's right. Yeah. I think because you had your Willie's Distillery buckle, and then the Navy
yeah.
guys sold me my belt buckle. The Navy guys are always selling us Army guys swag. They just, you know, to boost
yeah.
the Petty Officers Association. So I got this cool military swag belt buckle. But and then that. What'd you think of the Holloway knockout? Wasn't that just incredible? I mean, everybody.
That was unreal. That was crazy. It was cool to see them go at it like that right at the end. You know, two women fighters were pretty cool, too. I mean, that was almost everybody there put up a pretty good show.
Yeah, they were from China. The UFC
yeah.
has a performance institute in China, and these two female fighters from China were duking it out. And, you know, I saw them at the weigh-ins as well, and you know, it's like we all have our problems with the communist Chinese government, but we know that there's good people throughout China. And I just wonder what kind of an impact
right.
that has back in mainland China when they see a couple of their fighters being celebrated back here in America.
Yeah, it's probably pretty huge for sure. Yeah, I'd like to definitely thank, you know, Nate and some snacks and Paige and Drew, the team. I think Paige probably had the hardest job there. She was kind of like our handler. Yeah. Keeping all the boys in line. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's right.
You did a good job, though.
That's right. No, incredible team. Big thanks to them. Willie Blazer, Willie's Distillery, always an honor to catch up with you. Quick break here on Montana Talks. Coming up after this, Dustin, the man behind Mountain Tough. Very cool story, especially those of you who like to hunt in the great outdoors here in Montana. Wait till you hear this guy coming up.
This is where Montana Talks at. With Lane Nordlund.
Last week, USDA released the monthly World Egg Supply and Demand Estimates report. And for wheat, this month's supply and demand outlook for 2023 through 24, U.S. wheat is for lower supplies, reduced domestic use, and unchanged exports, along with higher ending stocks. Supplies were tightened with a reduction in projected imports by 5 million bushels to 140 million on a slower-than-expected import pace. Domestic consumption is forecast down on lower than expected implied feed and residual use in the second and third quarters as well. As a result of this, annual feed and residual use is lowered 30 million bushels to 90 million. Projected 2023 through 24 ending stocks of U.S. wheat was raised 25 million bushels to 690 million. The season average farm gate price for producers was also reduced by a nickel to $7.10 a bushel. Now, in that same report, it shows that corn for feed and residual use was increased 25 million bushels to 5.7 billion based on indicated disappearance during the December-February quarter. With no supply changes and use rising, ending stocks were lowered for corn 50 million bushels to 2.1 billion bushels, while the season average farm price was lowered by a nickel for U.S. corn to $4.70 a bushel. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Aaron Flint here, man. We just had an incredible tour here hanging out with the Anthem Snacks crew. You know, Montana crew down here got a tour of the Performance Institute, the official UFC Performance Institute. This was incredible. Thank you so much for the
tour. You're very welcome. Yeah. My name is Dawn Kelly. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and a performance dietitian here at the UFCPI.
How would you describe this facility? I mean, you got the MMA training on one floor, and then really what? Performance, strengthening, diet, conditioning?
Yes.
On the bottom floor, right?
On the bottom floor is our PI services. That's where we have the nutrition diagnostics. We have sports medicine, sports science, strength and conditioning. That's where we can really develop athletes as a whole. And then on the upstairs floor is where we have our MMA training center. That's where we have the octagons, the heavy bags. They've got the jiu-jitsu, everything that they need to be a complete MMA fighter.
These men and women got to be fighters first and foremost. But really, there is so much more to going into that octagon and being a true champion. And that's what this really showed us here today.
Yeah, so we actually run off of a model that the ideal person that we are helping fits into one of three categories. Well, actually all three categories if they are complete, right? They are a martial artist, they're an athlete, and they're a fighter. We have people walk through the door, they're fighters, but they're not really athletes. Or they're a martial artist, but they're not really a fighter. So it really depends on their mentality, their training, their discipline, and who they are as a person to really hit all three of those marks.
How do you describe the fighters that come through not only this Performance Institute, but you've got PIs all over the world, right?
Yes, absolutely. So here in Las Vegas, our institute is primarily for contracted UFC athletes. Our Performance Institute in Shanghai and our now brand new facility in Mexico City, they do yearly combines where they bring in about 40 athletes and they put them through the ringer. They do all the testing, they put them through an evaluation, and then at the end of it, they select about 20 individuals that are going to live on site in an academy type setting. So there's dormitories, they eat there, they sleep there, they train there, and then hopefully at the end of it, they go through something called the road to UFC, where they get to compete and have fights. And then the people who end up on the better end of that deal get the UFC contract, and then they end up here.
Well, this has been incredible. Thanks for the
hospitality. Absolutely.
Hospital.
You're
great,
very welcome.
Great to meet you. Thanks for everything.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so that was just a quick chat with Dawn there at the conclusion of our tour of what's known as the UFC Performance Institute down in Las Vegas. But man, we had a lot of back and forth. We were all kind of geeking out as she was giving us this tour, because she, you know, she's like the official dietitian and nutritionist for UFC. And then you guys know me, I've been working closely with our friends at a program called Billings Last Diet, which is a ideal protein program. So I've talked a lot about diet and nutrition over the past 5+ years after, you know, losing a lot of weight after getting back home from my last military deployment. And so we were all just kind of geeking out in there about, yeah, what do these dieters do? What do these UFC fighters do to cut weight ahead of a weigh-in for a UFC fight? How do they cut weight but also still maintain just their blood sugar to be ready to fight in a crazy fight like this? So it was very interesting back and forth. One of the guys who was on the trip with us, this guy is just an absolute beast. Tell you what, absolute beast. I first heard about him through retired Marine Corps Colonel Brian Gilman, who is the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. On top of being a former Marine Corps Colonel, a retired Marine Corps Colonel, he also grew up in Butte. So Brian Gilman is one tough guy, and he said this mountain tough fitness is just incredible. Dustin, I'm not even going to try to butcher your last name. I'm just going to call you Dustin from Mountain Tough, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's a tough last name for sure.
Since you just called in on the phone lines, why don't you pronounce it for us? Because I know you probably got some friends that grew up with you in the Billings area, but you're now based out of Bozeman.
Yeah, so grew up in Billings. My last name's Diefendurfer, which is an old German black village forest name. But I grew up in Billings and then wound up at MSU here in Bozeman for college and kind of stuck around ever since.
So how do you describe Mountain Tough?
Yeah, so Mountain Tough is mission-specific training for the backcountry hunter and military athlete. And it's expanded since our original founding year in 2016 and 2017 to now. It's a great program for anyone looking for a very high level of functional fitness, which we define as being a hybrid athlete. And a hybrid athlete is really strong, so they have a great strength baseline, but they also have a great amount of endurance and stamina as well. So hybrid training is a little bit more difficult to accomplish, because if you just focus on cardio, you're going to have great endurance but low strength. And if you just focus on strength, you're going to be incredibly strong, but you're not going to be able to, you know, run up the stairs. You're not going to have the endurance or cardio. And we want Mountain Tough customers to have both. And if you have both at a 80% level, then you're kind of ready for what anything that life is going to throw your way. You're ready for that. So that's what we do. And we deliver it all over a native app. And it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun.
I was going to say, I know in chatting with, like, you know, Colonel Gilman and the crew at Warriors in Quiet Waters, you've actually brought some of the Warriors in there to your training lab. But in reality, you've got this full gym, full lab, and it's really more of a fitness studio to promote your Mountain Tough programs that are going out electronically all over the world, right?
Yeah, it was really interesting seeing that UFC performance this weekend in Vegas, because that UFC Performance Institute is an innovation lab. Those fighters, their fighters are all over the world, and most of those fighters are training with their coaches and their staff at home. So some of them might live in Boston or Hawaii. Their striking coach is with them at home. Their jiu-jitsu coach is with them at home. But the UFC is pumping out a lot of data and research from that innovation lab. In a lot of ways, that is what Mountain Tough is doing. It's a very similar model where we have this amazing facility in Bozeman, and we're testing and researching and studying athletes every day, all the time. But we're delivering that information through our community through the app. And so we'll test programs on hunters, and then we'll release that program in the app once we know that it works. Or we'll test like a smoke jumper program, and then we deliver it through the app. And so it's really similar to that UFC Performance Institute, where we still have athletes in here working out every day, but we're taking what we learned and pumping it out from there.
That's very interesting. So, you know, a combination of touring the Performance Institute, chatting with that dietitian at the Performance Institute, but we also got to sit down and BS with that Air Force veteran, UFC fighter, who, you know, was a teammate with our friend Greg Putnam's brother on active duty. What stood out to you in terms of just diet, nutrition, or how they cut weight? What stood out to you as a guy who, you know, does this sort of thing?
Yeah, that was really interesting. The cutting weight thing I was very fascinated with, because I'd watched that Conor McGregor documentary on Netflix, and it blew my mind that he cut from 175 to 155 to fight, and then 24 hours, or I can't remember if it's 24 or 48 hours later, he would fight again at 175. And she kind of talked about that at that Performance Institute tour, where they know how to do that safely now, and they kind of know the science behind it. I think it's progressed a lot in the last 5 years, where they know how to do it, and they know more about that than ever before, so that those athletes can stay safe and strong. So that was really, really interesting to me.
And to quickly rehydrate them too, because you got to be ready to go on the world stage in the fight of your life, literally, as that knockout video Max Holloway knockout showed us right there in person. I mean, we were all on our feet. The entire arena was on our feet, just in amazement.
Yeah, that was incredible. I mean, that was my first ever UFC fight that I have been to, and a lot of folks are calling that, you know, the greatest knockout in UFC history. We were so blessed and lucky to be there on that day at that moment, never being there before. But the electricity in the stadium was certainly like nothing I've ever seen. I remember sitting there and seeing that, you know, there's 15 seconds left. Now there's 10. and you could tell that, you know, something needed to happen in those last 10 seconds, but you certainly didn't think it would be a total knockout with 2 seconds left. I mean, he hit him so hard and he dropped so fast. It was, the crowd went wild. It was insane.
Yeah, he just nearly somersaulted. He hit the ground so hard. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then that UFC fighter friend of Greg Putnam's was telling us, if you get a knockout in a UFC fight, here's $300,000, baby. You just got the $300,000 knockout bonus surprise as well. So he got the $300,000 on top of a massive victory there as well. All right, stand by. Another quick break here. Montana Talks. And this coverage brought to you by the Fusion Fight League.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, another great guy that joined us on the trip that I got to tag along with, Navy SEAL veteran Greg Putnam with the Little Bell Cattle Company. We'll get to him here in just a second. But Dustin with the Mountain Tough, Dustin Diefendorfer with Mountain Tough. I know people are probably thinking, man, can I try this workout out? How do they try out Mountain Tough? Is it just an app they download on their phone? Anyway, wanted to come back to you for that.
You bet. Yeah, the cool thing about Mountain Tough is it all Mountain Tough customers start on a 14-day free trial. So you can just go to mountaintough.com. That's MTNTOUGH, all one word, all caps. You go to mountaintough.com. You click start free trial, and everyone starts on 14 days so that you can check out our physical programming, our mental programming, our nutritional programming. And then after you start your trial, we are native on all streaming platforms. So it's a native app on your iPhone or your Android. And then we're native on the smart TV platforms also. So Roku, Amazon. So no matter whether if you're training off your phone or you're training at home in a basement or garage gym, Mountain Tough has you covered.
With equipment or without equipment. So literally, like when I was in Scobie, I went to the gym across the street from the radio station to sneak in an afternoon workout, right? Or maybe you're in a hotel room traveling for work, or you to go to the hotel gym. And like the Caesars gym was kind of small and kind of crowded, but I wanted to get a workout again. Well, just whip up an app on your smartphone and you can get to work. Well,
yeah, anytime.
All right. Well, Dustin, it was an honor to travel with you as well. And thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. Next up, let's go back to our friend Greg Putnam, Navy SEAL veteran with the Little Bell Cattle Company. By the way, they're crushing it on merchandise sales. I think they do you have any pink hoodies left for me, Greg? probably not. Probably all sold out on those.
You know, we sold out, and then we recently put in a new order, so we're restocked to keep everybody looking good in those pink hoodies.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to hear. Man, it was really cool meeting that buddy of yours. He's an actual UFC fighter, trains out of the Boston area, but he was a combat controller in the Air Force with your brother, and now he's in the UFC. What stood out to you from either talking with him about being a UFC fighter or being in the house for UFC 300?
Sure. Yeah, so his name is Connor Matthews. You can check him out. His fight name is The Controller, MMA. So a lot of people don't know about the Air Force Special Operations community that my brother served in with Connor. But, it really stood out. It was amazing to talk to him. He had his, I think it was his first UFC fight about 2 weeks ago. And that fight didn't ultimately go his way. But, having a guy that's doing that as a career now, post-military, you know, number one, I think a huge thing is here's a guy that's setting the example for what it looks like to get out of the military and then get right into another career and really get after it. And, you know, I love seeing veterans, after they get out, that their service doesn't stop there, that they keep crushing it. And I think that was the coolest thing about the group that we got to go with Anthem Snacks and, you know, Willie's and everybody else that was down there with us was here's a bunch of veterans getting together, you know, to support one another and to support each other's businesses and support Montana business.
I was going to say, I mean, even like before the fight, we were all just hanging out by the pool at Caesars. And it was like, you know, and just sitting there chatting with our friend Les Craig. Les Craig is an Army Ranger / CIA veteran who now does, I think, Next Frontier Capital, Venture Capital. And I always, whenever I see Les, I'm like, okay, Les, what's the coolest business that you've heard about lately? What's the latest technology? And he says, I've got a guy, and I think he's a Montana guy, who has figured out how to basically how to bend carbon fiber. I mean, think about a revolutionary concept now. If you can bend carbon fiber, and basically I think the guy breaks it, smashes it, and then reattaches it to itself, something to that effect. I mean, remarkable stuff.
Yeah, remarkable stuff coming out of both, you know, the state and the veteran community. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's really impressive to see, you know, what all, that group as a whole, what everybody, you know, is doing now and all the great businesses that they're either involved in or started. And I just love seeing groups of people that are coming together to help, you know, build each other up versus tear each other down. And it's great to see, you know, like-minded companies and like-minded people. And, you know, Nate from Anthem Snacks set Matt Tripp up. I mean, that was an unbelievable experience. I mean, for never going to anything or seeing anything like that before, I just, that was, it truly was an unbelievable experience.
Well, now you got cows to feed. So I hope you had fun, right?
Right.
Did your family give you a hard time for not getting a photo with Chris Pratt and not interrupting him while he was up at the VIP little party area?
You know, they didn't. They didn't. They asked about it, but no, they didn't. They didn't ask how, you know, if there's any photos or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to tell listeners? There's about a minute to go here before we run out of time.
No, you know, again, we greatly appreciate everybody's support. I think it was amazing to talk to these, you know, talking to Dustin Moore from Mountain Tough and talk to these nutritionists and stuff, and you realize just how important fitness and nutrition plays in to overall, you know, health and wellness. And, you know, at Little Belt Cattle Company, we think we're putting out some of the best high-quality protein, 100% Montana beef, and we hope that that helps fuel people's adventures and lifestyle.
Well, hey, look, they had beef on display in their, at their nutrition bar at the UFC's Performance Institute. If they're using beef for performance for the UFC, well, you know, we're going to use beef for our daily performance here in Montana as well. Great point. Greg Putnam, an honor hanging out with you as well, my friend. Thanks so much for your time once again here on Montana Talks. By the way, just an epic trip to UFC 300 in Vegas with a Montana crew. Photographs, video, and more, including that knockout punch by Holloway. Go to montanatalks.com. I uploaded a whole bunch of photos last night after I got back.